As appealing as Angie was, though, nobody local, to my knowledge, ever made a move or said anything suggestive or impolite to her. We all thought that kind of respect was due to three things. Number one, the way Angie conducted herself. Number two, if and when she needed it, Angie had a dirty look that could wilt flowers. And number three, she had a command of plain language that could tarnish precious metal. Oh, and there was one other big reason. Because she was married to John Pipolini. Which caused him to miss Bill completely and knock the sequin cowboy hat off a little elderly rodeo grandmother seated on the next stool, who apparently did not suffer fools gladly and whacked the Neanderthal on the side of the head with her purse so hard, all he could do was lick his lips and rock from side to side in a glassy-eyed, semi-conscious stare.
"Why did you let him do that?"
she asked Bill. "Do what?"
"Let him hit me. Knocked off my hat and almost messed up my hair."
"I didn't let him do that. He did it all by himself."
"Well, you ducked.